Hello. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, this is Nikki. Oh, I don't know why.
Thought maybe you got tired of listening and hung up.
Oh, no, I didn't. I was really trying to call you back. I don't know what happened. So, yeah, thank you so much for calling back.
I never do.
Thank you so much for calling back.
Thank you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we were actually discussing with the keywords that we are going to use with your account. And as I've mentioned earlier, Scott, I will be sending you an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you happen to wanted to add any other keywords, then you can do that so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay? All right.
Okay, and I will watch for that email.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the next part of the interview, Scott, is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. So my first question for you is there anything unique about your business? So you mentioned earlier that you actually do free services. You've done free cleaning, and I think that is very nice. So aside from that, is there anything unique about your business that you can share to me?
I am the owner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the operator.
Mm,
someone
okay.
comes out to clean a house, it's going to be me. Not going to be some kid I hired for $15 an hour.
Mm. Got it here. And is this locally owned and operated?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you give free estimates?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. And what do you think sets you apart from your competitors?
The biggest thing that sets me apart is I can make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if I go in and somebody is just totally dissatisfied, and I'm not saying this is, I don't want this put in writing,
mm-hmm.
but if I go in and somebody's just totally unhappy with the way things worked out, and I can see that they're going to stay that way no matter what I do, I could put on new carpet and they'd still be unsatisfied, I can just say, you know what, we're just going to waive the fee on this thing. And if I go back, I don't have to explain that to anybody.
Mm.
I decide to do it, I do it. If someone, like I'm thinking about the neighborhood, well, I have a really hard time charging friends for things. So, but I can't do the whole neighborhood for free. So I'm thinking of, I'll come out and do your house for the one-third of the estimate or $200, whichever is lower. I don't have to ask anybody to do that. I don't have to, get approval. I don't have to,
mm-hmm.
nothing.
Right.
I did update my skills, and this is probably not terribly unique. But I'm certified as a carpet cleaning technician. I think you'll find that's not uncommon.
Yes, I'm actually noting it here that you're a certified carpet cleaning technician. All right. And do you have a mission statement?
My purposes, I mean, you can, mm-hmm. You're going to have to help me with this.
I actually prepared some for you. So I actually prepared some mission statement for you. Do you want me to go over? Okay. So
let's
I have here. Yes. Okay. So I have here, Scott, at Silver Service Carpet Cleaning LLC, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have at Silver Service Carpet Cleaning LLC, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. At Silver Service Carpet Cleaning LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. At Silver Service Carpet LLC, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. And at Silver Service Carpet LLC, we strive for higher standards of service. And the last one that we have right here, Scott, is at Silver Service Carpet Cleaning LLC, we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation.
Okay. I think the one about honesty and integrity,
we have here the second line.
We combine honesty, honesty, integrity with excellent equipment and experience, something like that.
Let me see here.
You're the expert on this.
Okay, so let me see. At Silver Carpet, at Silver Service Carpet Cleaning LLC.
I'm relying on you to tell me if it's a bad idea.
Okay, let's try to make it work. Okay, so you want to have about honesty and integrity, right? We strive for honesty and fairness in our relationship with our customers. And what is it that you wanted to add?
You know, we combine the excellent equipment and experience. I don't want them to think I'm going to show up carrying a rented Bissell into the house, you know, or something like that, you know. So,
okay. So you wanted to put there the excellent equipment and service.
Use with honesty and integrity. And again, going back to that, here I put it, the name, service. Yeah, I don't know if people really read that.
How about this? We strive for
service.
We at Silver Carp Service Carpet Cleaning LLC, we strive for honest services with our using our excellent equipment and our excellent equipment and how many years of experience do you have for this one, Scott?
How much experience do I have cleaning carpets? I've never done it full time, but I've done it for over 30 years.
Okay, so we have here,
and I've...
How about this? At Silver Service Carpet Cleaning LLC, we strive for honest services using our excellent equipment and guarantee 100% customer satisfaction.
Nope.
Okay. You don't want to put a guarantee 100% customer satisfaction?
We will strive for high customer satisfaction.
Okay, we can use that. And strive for... Okay, so we have here at Silver Service Carpet Cleaning LLC, we strive for honest services using our excellent equipment. And I think we're going to use another.
Oh, you want this all flow together? Yeah, sure.
Or we can how about this? And we aim for, let me see, and we work for customer satisfaction.
Yeah, I want satisfied customers. That's really what it comes down to.
All right. And how about a tagline or slogan? Do you have a tagline?
A what?
Do you have a tagline for your business? Or slogan?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, no worries. I also read a few samples for you that we have here. And tell me if you like any from the statements. All right. We have here, revive your carpets, refresh your home. We also have deep clean, fresh feel. We also have transforming your floors one carpet at a time. We also have where clean meets comfort. And we have bringing life back to your carpets. And we have dirt-free carpets, happy homes. And the last one is we have stepped into clean, stepped into comfort. Do you like any from those statements?
Comfortable, clean. Okay. Technically, a carpet acts as a filter in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And like any other filter, it gets full. It needs to be cleaned occasionally. And no matter how well you vacuum and do everything else, if I go over your carpet, what I will get out of that floor will look like mud. And yeah, you think, oh my gosh, I'm a terrible person. No, that's just the way it looks. And I will also pull up kind of like sand particulates. Those things are down at the bottom, cutting the fibers to the carpet. Okay, how many people really want to hear that kind of a technical explanation? Very few, I think. So here's what happens. After you go over the carpet, think of carpet cleaning more like a washing machine. You know, you figure out why you wash your clothes. It's not going to remove all of the impossible to remove spots, but it will clean the carpet, and yes, the carpet will feel better when you walk on it after it's cleaned. Probably have to vacuum it first, but yeah, it'll feel better. You can tell.
All right. So let me see. So you don't have any from the statements that we have for your tagline? We can skip that for now. All right.
Any statements?
Yes, like the tagline.
Well, I thought, how about I let you just kind of work on that?
Okay.
I'll give you something that you wouldn't want said.
Mm-hmm.
I was a financial controller.
Mm-hmm.
Often translated to mean a boring person. I tend to think in detail when I should be thinking generally. So advertising slogans are usually not my forte.
Okay. If you don't like advertising slogans, then that is okay. We can skip it. Okay?
Well, so, I'm not, yeah. I'm just not good at doing it. you know.
That's okay.
Once in a while, I'll see one and think, wow, that's clever. Yeah. But... yeah, right. I don't know quite how to.
All right. And how about this? You mentioned that you've been doing this for 30 plus years. So how many years have you been to this business?
The like business when did, is new.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is this just this year, 2024? Brand new. Oh, okay. Yep. Got it. It's 2024, but I'm sure to note it here that you have 30 plus years of experience. All right. And
yeah, and that's not. Yeah, it's hard to feel. I get it. Honest thing. 30 years of experience. That doesn't mean I've been working at it every day for 30 years. But I started cleaning carpets 30 years ago.
Okay.
And I have done it ever since, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. And how many people work with your company?
Just me.
All right. Got it here. And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
If somebody commercial has the right application, sure, I'll be happy to work with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I can put it here that you do both. And what are your hours of operation?
Well, I put down 9 to 5, largely because I would prefer people not call me outside of those hours.
Mm-hmm.
But... if I'm cleaning somebody's carpet and it's going to take till 8 o'clock at night, I'm working till 8 o'clock at night.
Mm.
You know, so the hours that I work, you know, are whatever hours I choose to work, I guess. The hours when I wish to be available by phone for people to call are between 9 to 5.
Okay, so
and
that's 9 to 5.
I might take a week vacation, in which case I won't be available at all, you know.
Mm-hmm. So I'll put it here that's 9 to 5. Is it Monday through Fridays? And on weekends, do you accept by appointment?
I'm closed on weekends. No,
oh, okay.
That doesn't mean people don't call me, but you know,
okay.
I'm not going to swear and shout at them or anything like that, but I would prefer they didn't.
Okay, so I'll just have it here that's 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. All right, so now that we've gathered your business information right here, Scott, we have two options for you. First option is we will optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. These will be included at no additional cost. The second option is we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings. So, which option do you prefer?
A 100 directories?
Do you want to ask my opinion?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to hear that.
I would highly suggest that we can work on the first option because the second option, the 100 additional directories, may seem appealing, but I really wanted to warn you with this one, Scott. This might increase visibility, but it can expose your business to a flood of spam telemarketers. So it's like listing your business on 100 directories. It's like putting your phone number in billboards everywhere. You may get a lot of calls, but many will be from the wrong people, including the telemarketers and spam.
That's why I'd like to avoid.
Yes, that's why I would highly suggest that we can work on the first option, optimizing your business for the best leads from premium destination. So let's work on that, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so let's talk about your Google business profile now. I see that your business is located in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So what cities and zip code would you like to target, Scott? And for this, I would also highly suggest that we could focus on with a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes so that we can help you with optimizing your Google business profile to make sure that it will be showing on the top page of the Google business, on the Google page. So let's have it here. Can you provide me 5 target cities or 5 zip codes that we can work on?
I think I did that with somebody.
Let me see.
I'd rather not do it again because it's, Grand Rapids, like most cities, is landlocked, and the number of zip codes is legion. And a lot of the places, you know, I'm not interested in going into. I said like 20 miles around my house, and that could actually take me out of the county. I live in the northern part of the county. So 20 miles around my house could take me out of the county. But at the bottom of the county, there are some places that are like 40 or 50 miles. I don't want to go down there. So I can revisit that list of zip codes and see if I can get it to you.
Yes, I would highly suggest that you could give me like specific zip codes or cities so that we can really set up your account perfectly for your Google business profile.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll send you that with the update to the keywords. Is that all right?
Oh, okay. Just note it here. We'll send it to the email with the update of the keywords. All right. And I see.
The one may not be updated, so.
Okay. All right. And do you know if you have the Google business profile already? I was actually trying to check here, and I don't see any Google business profile. Do you remember having one?
I tried, and then I got a letter saying they didn't like something, and they shut it down. Not
no
too
worries.
Clear about what they didn't like, but maybe that it was just taking too long to do it. I have no idea.
Okay.
So I thought that the other place that I was working with, I thought, had gotten that up and running. I thought. Now, I don't recall them actually saying that. Part of the problem is there are so many details from all of these different things that I'm, you know, trying. That I have to be very careful. I think I've done something I haven't, and you know, it's detail hopping. So I thought that it was optimized. Now, this is where it gets kind of messy, because I have been working with a service like yours. Perhaps not as good. You know, so it might be a little bit awkward to call them up and say, hey, are you finished with this thing or not? Because I'm canceling my service with you, you know. And there's nobody I can call there anyway. So everything's done by email. Now, I signed to work with them for 3 months, and I will honor that. I'll pay them
mm-hmm.
our agreement, of course. But as to if I call them or you call them and say, hey, is this business thing up and running? I'm not sure. Well, you would know better than I do.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of reaction
yes.
that may engender.
Oh, I actually see here the one that you've mentioned about the Google business profile. So you don't have access to this, correct? You don't have access to the Google business profile that someone set up for you?
That sounds plausible, yes.
Okay. All right. If you don't have access to this, what we're going to do for this one, Scott, is we can go ahead and begin the process of claiming your Google business profile. Okay? We can process
okay.
of claiming your Google business profile. This is going to be a timely process, but it is needed for us to optimize your Google business profile. So please give us a couple of weeks and keep in communication with us. Google might call you, Scott, to verify that you are the owner and your association with us, and we might need to send out a Google PIN verification through regular mail. So you will receive an email and calls from us following up for the PIN code. So if you do, if we do send one out, please check your mail regularly and keep in contact with us. Call, email, or send us an SMS with a code as soon as you receive
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's, wow, that's kind of a sticky issue. Am I the owner?
I can see here, I was actually checking the Google business profile that you mentioned, and yes, there is something that appeared under your business name. And it is associated with your phone number. So it's Silver Service
okay.
Carpet Cleaning. And it's associated with your number 616-340-8256. And since you don't
yeah.
have access, as you've mentioned, we will go ahead and claim it for you. Okay?
Well, if,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm just trying to think why would Google, if Google can read all that, I think they ought to know who it belongs to, you know, so.
Yeah. So we will be the one who's going to process claiming the Google business profile, then Google might call you and ask you for your association with us. So we will need your cooperation for this because it's going to be a timely process.
That's fine.
And
no,
okay.
no, I'd
mm-hmm.
be delighted to talk to Google for all the times I've tried to. I've never even found doing web searches. I've never found a way to talk to them. I've never really tried that hard, but I think increasingly people are working at home on their cell phones,
mm-hmm.
and for obvious reasons, they're reluctant to give those numbers out. I would be. So I suspect it's a little bit the same Google. Not like the old days where you called the switchboard and they directed the call and, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's gone.
Okay. So, yeah, we will going to do this because this is very important steps in the optimization process. And also, Scott, to get your Google business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I am going to send you another email titled Action Needed. pictures needed for Google verification, so please provide us with pictures of the following as soon as possible, please. Your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license orange. Oh, you already sent it? Let me see.
Yep.
All right, that's good. All right. And also, one of the newest features is to create weekly occurring posts on behalf of your business. Well, posts are a great way to get attention and real estate in Google, as well as improve your optimization. You will be able to preview, edit, or delete these scheduled posts anytime in your client dashboard. So, would you like to opt into this program with no additional cost?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I didn't quite understand you, but it sounds like you said
yeah.
it was a good way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it
for
is
the keyword, no, option, no additional cost.
No additional cost.
Yeah, and I'm don't, you know, you have to, yeah, measure my objectives against what I'm willing to spend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could very easily go out and, you know, take half-page ads and all kinds of little newspapers around town or
mm-hmm.
radio or TV or something like that. And in the process of doing so, I would spend more than I even hope to make in the next 5 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I get, you know, I am planning as soon as I get the business cards and refrigerator magnets back from the printer, I am going to go door to door and hand out refrigerator magnets.
Mm.
If I gave out flyers, they'd go right into the trash. If I gave out business cards, the best they'd do is get lost. Refrigerator magnets have at least a fighting chance of making it to the refrigerator
yeah.
door.
So,
if at the end of 2025, I'm not satisfied with what I'm seeing in the way of results from this business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge hurdle. Most people that I've talked to say that, you know, you will see very little business in the first year. And that may be correct, but I have spent my lifetime doing things that people told me would be very, very difficult or impossible.
Mm.
And doesn't mean it always works, but if I don't try, it definitely won't work. So, you know, I'm going to keep trying. Now, I have to put a limit on it and say if after 1 year, it looks like, and typically you start a carpet cleaning business, you don't start making money until about 4 or 5 years. 4 or 5 years, you know, at my age, I'm not really sure I'm going to want to be doing this. What I'd be happy to do is get enough business to hire somebody, and at the end of 4 or 5 years, basically turn it over to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody who shared my values, who took care of the customers, you know, somebody who I could help. That would be a happy ending for me.
Mm-hmm. That
if
is,
I make
sense.
Income along the way.
Mm-hmm.
If I make
there's
income
actually,
along the way.
Mm-hmm. That's actually very
you
good,
know,
you know, knowing someone
to.
Who shared the same values with you and continue your business, then that is really, you know, one of the best things that could have ever happened. And I really hope for that to happen.
Well, that would be a very valuable ending to me.
Yes, it sure is. It sure is. All right.
You know, coming to the end of this year and just 2025 and saying, I'm just not seeing it. That's not going to be a happy way, but, I have to set, I can't, I can't chase a dream forever.
got it here. And let's talk about your Yelp now, Scott. Do you have a Yelp page?
No.
Okay. Well, if you don't have a Yelp page, we can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized. But you need to have a call tracking number with us, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. And since you don't want to have the call tracking number, you can create a basic Yelp page and you can add us as an admin so we can optimize it. I can send you an email for the process of adding us as an admin.
Yeah, send me the email because I get into these things.
All right.
You know, there are terms that are everyday terms, except they have very specific meanings in the context they're being used. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you can send me instructions, that would be great.
Okay, got it here. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you have a Facebook business page?
Someone told me I do.
Oh, someone told you do. Who might have?
I didn't do it.
Oh, so someone made you a Facebook business page.
Yeah.
Someone do? Oh.
Yeah, I think that other service must have done it. I don't,
Okay. So.
Life is interesting.
Life is interesting.
I don't know what it's going to have on it.
So I think, of course, you don't have any access to that page, right? Because you're not, you don't know that you even have an existing Facebook page. Let me see.
Yeah. That's the world we live in. Yeah.
Okay. How about this one? Since, let me see what we can do. So maybe, someone who creates the Google business page or your Google business profile is the same person who creates your Facebook business page, but you don't, they don't give you any access, I think. All right. So, let me see. And
I will say this much, that if there is a Facebook page for me, there's going to be a lot of cut and paste on that thing because it sure didn't come from me.
Okay, no worries for that. If you don't have access to your Facebook page, not an issue. You can create a new Facebook page. Facebook actually requires that you create the page yourself for this one, Scott. Once created, you will have full ownership of it, and you will need to grant us access to the page. I can send you an email. I will send you an email with instructions on how to create the page and then grant access via special link. You simply need to add the business name and category to create a basic page, and we take care of the rest. Or if you would have time at the end of the call, do you want me to ask our Facebook team to guide you through the process?
I use Facebook, and I tried to create a Facebook page. I looked it up, artificial intelligence, great stuff. How do I create? And I went to Facebook and I tried to follow the instructions, and they may have been good, but I couldn't make sense out of them.
I can send you an email for that. I can send you an email where you can create a
Facebook business. Yeah, that would probably help.
Okay.
If you can,
It's really going to be very, very easy. You just need to create a very basic Facebook business page, and we will take care of the rest. Okay? We will just ask you to grant us access, and just go in here. All right. And let me see. I see also, Scott, that you have Facebook ads as product in your package with us. Do you want to send specific images to use on your ads? Like pictures of your completed work? Do you want to use it for your Facebook ads?
I don't know what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
If it looks good to you, I don't know what I don't know how. I don't have anything that I can put out there that would improve it, you know.
That's okay. If you don't have any photos or images that you wanted to use in your Facebook ads, then that's okay. We can use stock photos for your Facebook ads. Okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, eventually I'd like it to be real pictures, but until I have some, you know.
Oh, you do have some? If you do have some,
no,
you can reply. Oh, you don't? That's okay. We can use stock photos temporarily. If ever you have one in the future, you can always send it to us so we can use. For now,
okay,
we can
here's
use
the game plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I told you, you know, our neighbor has been in the hospital, and for a long time his wife
mm-hmm.
was going down staying for a week, you know, and so on and so forth. Now he is back in Grand Rapids at a rehabilitative facility.
Mm-hmm.
And her life is in some degree, not some degree, a large degree of turmoil. I've told her I'm going to clean her house for free. Now, depending on how she feels about us taking pictures in the house, I can get some pictures there, possibly. A lot of people don't like having pictures taken in their house for understandable reasons. And honestly, I wonder if some of these bigger carpet cleaners that have pictures don't actually have a picture room.
Mm-hmm.
A temporary driving service that I was involved in, sometimes I would work with this car detailing, huge, huge place. And they had a room. They bring the car in, park the car in the center, and the thing would rotate 360 degrees, and the whole room was white, you know, and everything. So they had a real expensive camera equipment. That's where the pictures for the cars were taken. You know, you think the dealers out there, you know, the parking lot snapping pictures? No. No, that's where the pictures were coming from. And what I would wonder almost is if some of these large places that have all these pictures aren't doing something like that. When you see a picture of a carpet and the carpet head has gone over it and you see a clean swipe on the carpet, it's very unusual to have that occur with a carpet.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that result, but not with that method. Not easily with that method.
Mm-hmm.
It's there's some added steps in between. So I have actually wondered if that's where some of those pictures come from. But anyway,
we're
I'm perfectly willing to try to get some from our neighbor's house.
Actually, we are going to use stock photos for this temporarily. We were going to use photos that is, of course, related to your business, and we have good
right.
photos for this. So we have good photos,
yeah.
don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, when you go over the carpet, you're not going to see a... Well, you might, but usually you're not going to see a path where the carpet cleaning head is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, if when it's all done, if it smells fragrant or whatever, it's because too much residual has been left in the carpet. You shouldn't smell anything.
Of course.
It's a lot of mythology about carpet cleaning out there. And I guess maybe, you know, some places feed to that a little bit. No, it's no harm. They're going to clean the carpet anyway, so. Yeah, it shouldn't, unless you intentionally put a fragrance on the carpet.
Okay.
It shouldn't leave an odor. It doesn't say it won't, it shouldn't, you know. Depending on the age of the carpet and whatever, yeah, all kinds of things happen. So, I mean, there's I see some of those pictures and I think, oh yeah, right, your dreams. it's just,
I just see pictures of, okay. Yeah, well, anyways, we are going to use a very good quality photos for this one, Scott, so you don't need to worry for
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and if I can get some, I'll send them
yeah.
to you. If I
yes,
can get
yes,
some,
for
send them
sure.
to you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what call to action do you want for your ad campaign? We have three options for you to choose. We have three options, and please choose one. We have Facebook form fill, we have calls, and we have Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customer, Scott, will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. So the information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. So we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. So these leads will also be accessible
on
the dashboard.
I would say, yeah.
Under the,
okay,
yeah.
go ahead. You're saying?
Yeah, we have, so the leads will be accessible on your client dashboard under the leads tab, and we have calls. So if you select calls, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. And the last option that we have, Scott, is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app. Yes?
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be out fooling around on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see something like, oh, the government's giving away $185,000. I don't think so. But I'm curious. So I'll start, you know, kind of chasing this trail. And I get to this point where they want me to give them my name and all my information.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I exit. I don't want somebody calling me. I would tend to think that the highest quality leads are going to be the people that fill out their name, address, etc.
Mm. So you would
now,
rather
does that make
one...
sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I think you are comfortable with the Facebook form fill, where people will fill in their information and it will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. So are you comfortable with this? This is
right.
The best way. Okay.
Yeah.
So we can work with a Facebook form too. All right.
Yeah, I don't want to be chasing a lot of, I used to use a phony name and I used to use the Grand Rapids Zoo for my email. In fact, I think I'd use their phone number too. I used to fill all that stuff out. Some, they're getting better at catching that sort of thing. That's kind of a rotten prank to do to people. So, I don't do that anymore, but if I actually am foolish enough to fill out this thing, I'm not interested. I just, dumb enough to fill it out. I'm going to start getting phone calls. I was just curious. I just wanted to look and see what it was, It wastes a lot of their time. Mine too.
Anyways, we can have the Facebook form trail. We can use this for your ads to campaign action. And if it's not going to work well for you, then we can try any other methods. But for now, guess this is...
We can change.
Yes. Right. So, So, just note it here. Also, Scott, our business hours is from Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Do you have a day or time preference that you'd like us to reach out to you, or is any time we're open okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can we call you anytime?
If you call me, at 7 o'clock in the morning, that's 11 here, I think, right now, or 10, maybe 3 hours. You're in California, I'm in Michigan, I think it's a 3-hour time difference. So 4 o'clock, it's going to be 7, right? I'm not going to die if it happens. I could be at a place where I can't talk, it's not going to, the world's not going to end.
What would be the best time for you, for us to call you?
Well, I would say, again, I'm more 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that translates into 7 to 2, I think.
Okay.
Is that right on your time?
Yeah, that's right. We operate from 7 to 4. And if we can call you from 7 to 2, then that is, you're 3 hours ahead from us. So that's around 10 your time. So that would be fine, right? It's inside the 9 to, it's inside your 9 a.m. time frame. All right.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's 7 to 2
now,
Monday. Mm-hmm.
Once I get busy, which of course is going to happen, and I'm out cleaning somebody's house, I'm going to have to watch how much time I'm spending on the phone.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not charging by the hour. So I might have to say now's not a good time to talk or something like that.
Yes, that would be fine. If we try to call you and you're very busy, you can always tell us the best time to call you back, or you can also call us back to the best time that you can. You can also set appointments with us at your own convenience. Okay? All right.
That works.
Okay. And do you have a logo, Scott?
I believe I did send that.
You already sent a logo.
That's fine artwork there.
Okay.
Fine artwork. That was done by artificial intelligence.
Wow, so you're already using artificial intelligence right there. AI. AI is a good thing this time, huh? AI is a good thing.
Hey.
Hooray.
Better than me trying to think it up, you know.
But you know,
so,
we can also create a logo for you if you want. We can do that.
I'm sure you could do a lot better job than I did.
But what do you want? Do you want to use the logo that you have right now, or do you want us to create a generic
logo? I don't know.
It
suits me all right.
Okay.
It suits me all right. It's what do you think?
Do you want to check the logo that we're going to make?
Well,
or,
I'm saying, what's your opinion of that logo? Is it, you work with this stuff. I mean, is that real, you know,
like
wearing a leisure suit to it?
I've actually haven't seen your logo yet. Let me see if I can see it here. So you already sent your logo. But if you're okay with the logo, then we can use it. Or if you would like to check out the logo.
I'm okay with it.
Get in. Okay. All right. So
I'm okay with it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Most logos I see, you know, I don't know. I don't, you know.
Okay. I'm noting
sit for
it here.
Hours and look at them or anything. I just, oh, okay, yeah.
All right. So I'm noting it here that you have there your logo. So now, Scott, you are going to receive a few emails from us in the next few days. As I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. Please review them. If you want to make any changes or add any other keywords, please go ahead and reply to my email with the changes that you want. You will also receive a photos email. If you have pictures of your completed work, we can use this for your Google Business profile. You can add up to 20 pictures on the email. Just make sure that they follow the criteria on the meaning that they have good quality. And your logo, please send it over as well, though you mentioned that you already sent it. We will temporarily use high-quality stock photos if any images you provide are low quality and we feel that it won't best represent your business. Then stock photos will be used temporarily. Keep in mind, they are general photos related to your industry. So if you see any photos that may not apply, please let us know and we will remove or replace them with other images. All our photos, Scott, are copyright protected.
Okay.
So if you get any emails or calls in regards to copyright issues with photos, please let us know before answering to any inquiries, okay?
Yeah, and that helps too, because
yes.
If I just go out and look for, you know, publicly available pictures, you know, I only think they're not copyrighted, right?
About our photos are copyright protected. You don't have to worry anything, okay?
That helps. That
All
helps.
All right. And also within a few days, you will be receiving an email with login credentials to your client dashboard. This will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It is mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. So your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that will list your business on. Also, let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. So with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to directories, and we will optimize your Google Business Profile once it has been verified. So you should be receiving results within 45 to 60 days. So don't forget that you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. Also, Scott, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence, okay? So it can also result in all types. Mm-hmm. So it can also result
Yeah, please call Mario.
Yes.
if you, I don't know if you can or not, but please call Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Because he told me that he could get me placed in the top 10.
Yes, we will be working on your Google business profile.
I know what you're going to do. I know what you're going to do. And I know that you can't defy the law of gravity.